What defines my knowledge about developing and developed? What defines what I know? That was a very thought-provoking group task. Have I ever been given the differences between developing and developed? How do I know what I know? I have had an interesting time so far, and one thing I have picked out this week, stressed out especially by Professor Dick and the other presenters, is that contextual factors play a very important role in our thoughts and the artifacts we create as a result of those thoughts. Normally, we interact with our environment, and this is a social context in which we live our daily lives. We could therefore know so much about an artifact created by someone by looking at that artifact. Professor Cheryl William also made me understand how I could begin to break down and structure my research at various levels. I was given a rather thought-provoking introduction by Dr. Sherry Brown about CTA, and I have understood that when I'm confronted with any piece of artifact, I can analyze it at various levels, at the text level, at the discursive level, and at the social level using CTA. The lab sessions were very, very practical, and I learned so much from it. I've been exposed to all this free software, Audacity, which we could use to create audio recordings, and also Jodix, which we can also transform these audio recordings into MP3. This is very important because we could use in a platform where a typical development context platform where there is limited internet accessibility to create podcasts which could be used by students. The concept of developing a funding proposal was very well clarified, and I have learned greatly what funders look for in a proposal and also how to make proposals better. I also know that there is a need to critically consider any intervention which you need to implement within a particular community. Dr. Eve Gray's open access and digital literacy made me consider how this can have an impact in a developing context, and how big organizations and other Western firms have an impact in our African research experience. I had great exposure to the wiki spaces, and I can now create my own wiki content. I think this is a very good thing for me because I could be involved in the process of creating knowledge material in wiki. I think I've always wanted to learn this. This was very, very good for me. Thank you.